Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Gentlemen, just a quick reminder that all the material here is pulled from the Personal Image System. The Personal Image System is my master level course. I offer it a few times a year. This system is built off of decades of research and development. I also pull in my experience having helped thousands of men dress better as a custom clothier. I also pull in my science background, so we've got this whole science of style section. Gentlemen, the Personal Image System is action oriented. It's got an amazing community. It has live training, 100 plus lessons with resource materials, body language, etiquette, manners, buy list. It has video, audio, guys, scripts out there that you can follow as to how to up your style. I make it simple. Go check it out. You're not going to be disappointed. To learn more about the Personal Image System, simply type it into Google, it'll pop up, or go over to realmenrealstyle.com and I'll have a banner right there for you where you can just click and learn more about the Personal Image System. All right, gentlemen, today we're going to talk about the 7 tips to the best shave of your life. Now, in the show notes, I am going to link over to the video, and I highly advise you watch that video. I go through a lot quicker than what I'm going to be able to cover here, but in that video, and by the way, show notes, realmenrealstyle.com/episode28. I think you have to add another forward slash after that. But the point being, I think if you've listened to a few of my podcasts, you can figure it out. You can do a quick search for it. But I'm going to go into more detail here than I go into the video. The video, I do a quick overview. I wanted to explain a few things, maybe give you a little bit behind the scenes of what happened when I filmed this. And I was really proud, actually, in this video that I felt it was a great shave. And that's the key, is for you guys to be able to go in and just get a great shave. As a man, this is one of the things, hey, sets us apart. We get to shave our face in many cases on a daily basis. And it's something, if you're going to have to do it, and it's something that's part of your routine, you might as well enjoy it. For a lot of guys, especially those who have taken it beyond, because I know for a lot of you, shaving is just something you do. You look at it like, hey, it's part of the 3 S's. You know, I know what they are. I'm not going to go into detail, but you know, you throw it in like it's just something I've got to do. Well, how about if you were able to transform it into almost like a Zen-like experience? Because if you think about it, go back to history of shaving. We're talking thousands of years that men have been doing this. And even the word, it's funny, if you look at it, they've got hidden meanings. Clean shaven. Now, that was, I think, developed by Gillette, at least according to my friend Eric over at Beard Brand. And if you're into beards, definitely go check out Eric, a good friend. He's been on Shark Tank, amazing guy, has great products. But he said, you know, hey, you can be completely shaven, but never say clean shaven. So I'm going to try to avoid that. But if you want a smooth shave, if you want your skin just feeling great, it's not just about the shave, it's about all the stuff that surrounds it and you developing a routine. And that's something I didn't get a chance to go into a lot of time in on the video because of how much time I had. But I want to stress, you want to develop a shaving routine. Because when you have a routine, when you have a way of shaving again and again, the key part is you can basically measure. When you try something new, when you introduce one variable to your routine or you change something up, you can actually see a result or a lack of results. And therefore, you can adjust, you can change things up. You also need to give things time. A routine turns into a habit, and habits are just things that we go through without thinking much of. And that's great, but you do want to change it up. Perhaps you want to completely transform. Maybe you've been a cartridge guy and you've been using that stuff that sprays out of a can and you basically shave first thing when you wake up before you get in the shower. Well, maybe you want to blow that up. Maybe you want to try using a safety razor. You want to go with a higher quality cream and you want to shave as you get out of the shower. And I'm going to get into all this, why it plays into this 7 tips, guys. This is my idea of the perfect shave. But hopefully you've figured out now that there is no perfect shave for what, you know, my perfect shave is not necessarily going to be your perfect shave. So go out there explore, figure it out, make it something that you enjoy doing, something that whenever you see a guy who's got razor burn, he's got just ingrown hairs on his neck, you can actually give him a little bit of information. You're not better than any of these guys, but you know, I've thought about this, I've experimented, and all of a sudden you start to recommend products that you love, products that have helped you get a better shave, maybe some things that he should avoid or things he should change up. All right, guys, let's get into it. So tip number one is to prepare the shaving surface. The big thing I argue with here is I like it when you shave out of the shower. What we're looking to do is to get your hair on your face basically nice and soft. Now, this is going to depend on the guy. Some of you guys out there, maybe with Italian roots, or you've got really thick, heavy facial hair. You know who I'm talking about. You need to spend a bit more time preparing it. Simply, you've got thicker, heavier hair, and it's going to take longer, about probably at least 2 minutes to prepare. So one of the easiest things to do is do it right outside the shower. Okay, maybe that's not you. You don't like to shave. You like to shave before and clean yourself off, you know. So let's say in that case, you want to put on a warm towel. Also, you can then, I'm not saying you have to keep it for 2 minutes because that's a long time, or at least it is when you're holding it there. But you wet everything up, you go over a couple times with that warm towel, and then you start to apply the shaving cream. Or, you know, there is a lot of pre-shaves out there, and I do recommend you maybe look at some oils. Oils, the problem with them is they kind of gunk up your, they stick to the razor. So a lot of guys like to maybe find a pre-shave lotion or something that doesn't have the oil lubricant, you know, the oil in it, but you want to experiment. And believe me, there is a difference in oftentimes what they charge. Now, I've heard of some guys just using regular olive oil or maybe, you know, various oils out there. You can try it. You can, you know, experiment. Again, give yourself, maybe try it a few times, and don't do any of these experiments, by the way, if you've got an interview coming up. Stick with your routine if you've got an interview. But if you don't have anything going on next week and you can maybe deal with a little bit of redness or maybe, you know, some razor bumps or some other skin conditions you may get because of this, you have to, you know, if you're experimenting on yourself, you have to expect this. Well, then go out there and find what works for you. And then when you find what works, always be once in a while throwing in something new. It's about finding a variety of things that works and realizing, hey, you know, I like this one. And honestly, I don't notice the difference. That's a cool place to be than not knowing. So we've talked a lot about the preparation. And this is key because so many people don't actually go through this. They don't prepare the surface very well. They just, spray out the cream and they throw it on. Now, and if your cream is spraying out, by the way, understand that's using a propellant, it's using propane, and that a lot of that is simply the propellant smells really bad. So they throw in some other perfumes or, you know, just basically smells to cover, they want to cover up that bad smell. So all of a sudden you've got all these things that are not good for your skin being in there because they just wanted to make it convenient in this can to be able to throw out. I personally like it soaps, and I also enjoy really nice shaving creams that basically you just add a bit of water and don't expect to see a lot of foam. Now, Mantic 59 or Mark Hero, if you go check him out, he's on YouTube. He's got, and I'll link to him in the show notes as well. He actually chided me a bit. He emailed me after I put out the video and said, you know, your cream could have been a little bit better. You could have worked on your lather a bit. I'm like, I know, Mark. I actually watched him in Milwaukee go up and spend 15 minutes getting a lather. Perfect. I'm not worried about that. I'm just excited that you're looking now at tip two to up your shaving cream and to look at what's available. So we're applying the shaving cream. Try to use a badger brush. You can also use a synthetic hairbrush. I think these brushes are specifically made for shaving. I'm not talking about a hairbrush here. These shaving brushes, the great thing about them is that they place the shaving cream and AKA the lubricant underneath the hair, around the base of the hair, and they do a good job of putting it there. Plus, they just feel awesome. So at this point, you are going in and hopefully you're experimenting with various creams. Understand the soaps are going to take a bit longer to get ready. The creams, they're going to usually be a little bit more expensive, but I find that they do an easier job of lathering up, and I personally love them. There are some very inexpensive ones out there. I think if you go back and check out the video, I used really high quality stuff. I'm going to, you know, you can go watch the video. It was actually sponsored by a great razor company called OneBlade. Amazing blade. It's kind of a mix, and I'll get into the blades here in a second. But guys, you want to be trying a quality cream, upgrade that, and it doesn't have to cost a whole lot of money. You just simply need to find what works for you. But tip number three now is you're waiting. Actually, you've applied the cream and you're letting it basically enter the hair, enter the stubble. Notice how much time we're spending on preparation. You've probably already spent about 4 minutes, maybe 3 minutes if you're really fast. The point being is you're giving it time to get in there. I always recommend, hey, brush your teeth. And then after you, just because you need 2 minutes to brush your teeth. If you don't know that, then you need to get an electric toothbrush because they usually have a timer on them. So you're brushing your teeth for 2 minutes. Then you apply more shaving cream. So you're going over again. You're putting some fresh stuff on there, nice and wet. And now we're going to do, basically, you're going to choose your blade. So you've got a lot of options out there. Most men are simply going to cartridges or they're maybe using a disposable. I know I started off with a single razor disposable when I was like 15 years old in San Antonio, Texas. I went to St. Anthony's High School Seminary and the priests said, hey, you got to go shave all you freshmen. I didn't know what I was doing. I walked down to the pharmacy, grabbed what was the cheapest, grabbed a can and figured it out, probably cut myself up pretty good that first time. But after a while, I never worried about form. I just simply went through the procedures. But there are so many options out there, guys, besides cartridges. I mean, Gillette wants you to think there's only the Mach 75 now. I don't know. They got lots of blades on that thing. But there's a lot of stuff going on in this industry. So you've seen Dollar Shave Club come in. Again, they're mostly pushing cartridges, but you ought to look at safety razors. I think one of the most, I mean, this goes back, 75 years, 80 years. This is what your grandfather used in World War II. And I can tell you that safety razors work great for a lot of men. Now, the issue in cartridges, you may say, well, Antonio, this works fine for me. Well, what you want to try some of the other ones out there. Definitely try at least a safety razor for a month. If you don't like it, go back to cartridges. But the issue with a cartridge is it's got the multiple blades. And the first blade, remember, I think Gillette's even shown this in a video. The first couple blades are there to lift the hair and the other ones cut it. The problem with this is that by lifting the hair out, whenever they cut it, it drops below the skin line. Now, if you're really fortunate or you're young, oftentimes your skin just recovers from this. But if you have an issue with ingrown hairs, well, that hair is going to grow into the skin and you're going to get irritation. You may get a smooth shave, but you're going to get rash and it's going to hurt. The beautiful thing with a safety razor or one blade, which I'll talk about where they fit in with this, is that these are just using a single blade, so it's right up flush with the skin, and it doesn't actually give you as deep of a shave, I think, as a cartridge. But you don't need to get a deep shave. You just simply need to get a great shave. Now, straight razors, you've probably heard of them, and that's way too much information for me to be able to cover on one podcast. They deserve their own, at least a few hours. But this is the oldest tech when it goes to shaving, and we're talking something that looks like you could, almost looks like a weapon. But straight razors are great, but you have to understand you've got full control. It's going to be one of the more dangerous blades to be using, and you really need to know what you're doing. I've talked with a number of people that are really good with straight razors, but this takes, I think, at least 100 times to get really good and comfortable with it. So think about that. That's over, that's over 3 months. The problem with most people is they maybe get a straight razor and they try to use it, and I'm in this group. I only use it maybe once every 2 weeks. And so I lose a lot of my skill in that 2 week period. Safety razors, and for me, the One Blade. Now, One Blade is an interesting technology. They spent over $1 million on this thing, and to me, it skirts the line between the safety razor and the straight razor. It's expensive. This is not a cheap tool. But what I like about it is that they use a little bit thicker of a razor, and it uses that one blade, of a single blade technology like the safety razor, but it actually is more forgiving, I think, than a safety razor. And I feel it gives me just a great shave. Now, which one gives the best shave? Guys, They all give a great shave when it comes to a safety razor, when it comes to a cartridge razor, when it comes to a straight razor, when it comes to one blade. The thing is, you got to find what's right for you. And it's by default that we all keep falling to the cartridge. But if you're having issues with shaving or you want to do something that actually, you know, for a lot of guys, the safety razor just saves a lot of money. So go that route. So as you can see, I'm not going to give you a straight answer because there isn't one. And that's good because that means that we've all got options. We're all unique snowflakes, right? Okay, so let's go over to tip number 5, shaving pass number 1. And this is going to give you a hint of what tip number 6 is, which is you're going to shave twice to get an amazing shave. A lot of people think that, oh, I should just be able to shave once and get it done. And the problem with that is they go over the same area multiple times. And that's what causes a lot of irritation. The lubricant has been removed, but you're still rubbing that razor up against the skin. That is bad. That's going to cause irritation. What you want to do is make sure the face is fully covered. You're going to go with the grain, if possible. Sometimes you'll go against it, although I do recommend, you know, not going against it till your second time around when the hairs are going to be a lot smaller and there are going to be fewer hairs to catch there. But you want to go with the grain simply because it's going to help prevent ingrown hairs and it just simply helps you develop a technique as well. Small, short strokes. And as you do these, rinse off every time. So I find that most guys are trying to do way too much with a single stroke. You need to give yourself these really short ones. Look to double the amount of strokes. You know, think about it. Go count how many times that you're actually rinsing off the razor in your normal shaving routine. Try to double it next time. The way you double it without going over the same space twice is that you're going through, you know, just simply shorter, smaller strokes. And you may find that this does a better job overall shaving and that actually you get less irritation. Light pressure. Let the razor basically do. Now, I'm assuming that you're using either one blade or a safety razor or a straight razor. If you're using cartridge, oftentimes you can press on it a bit more and those things are, you know, it's a different technique for each razor. You need to understand that. And again, don't backtrack. Don't go over, if the lubricant is removed, don't go over it again, because what you want to do is save this for tip number 6, shaving pass number 2. So at this point, you've rinsed off your face and now you want to feel in here, doing this right now, and I'm finding a few hairs, places where you missed. And usually there are the usual suspects. That's going to be right below my jaw on my right and the left side, just right over here. I always seem to miss this area, right underneath my nose, right in there. And I've got also at the edges of my lip, I seem to miss that area. I know that when I go over, I'm going to miss those areas, or I try to get them. But the second pass I'm going through, and the second pass as well, this is when you can shave against the grain. And by this time, you've already gone over once. You're going to get a little bit closer. Now, do you need to really do this? Shave twice? Do you need to shave 3 times? Most of the time, no. We're talking about a perfect shave here. We're not talking about the daily shave. And the reason is every time you do this, you do increase the chance that you're going to cut yourself. You do increase the chance that you're going to have some irritation. And so if it's a really important event or you just have a tough beard, then the second shave may be something you want to do more often. But I feel for most guys, simply getting a good enough shave is going to be fine. So tip number 7 is the post-shave care. So at this point, you've taken a rag and you've used, you know, cool to medium warm water. You've rinsed off your face. Some people say the cold water actually does a good job closing the pores. I haven't seen any research on that, but I believe it and I'm going to go with it. But at this point, you want to apply an aftershave. Now, some guys are going to say, okay, well, what about I use fragrance? How does it react? Don't worry about it at this point, especially even if you're using a lotion. This is immediately right now, your skin has just simply been washed over. The oils have literally, in some cases, been shaved right off. You are just simply replenishing the skin. You don't need to put too much, especially if you have a grooming routine in which you actually apply lotions in the morning or in the evening, like anti-aging or something more just like I think every man should actually be using an SPF, about at least probably 20 or 30, depending on where you're at, to ensure that your skin doesn't turn into like a leathery look. But an aftershave, you know, this isn't going to contain anything except something to go in and replenish some of the oils and the moisture that you may have actually lost. Some, especially if you're using a cheap shaving cream, a lot of those maybe with alcohol, they're actually going to pull some of the moisture out of your skin. So this is here just simply you are repairing and you're going in to replenish what was just shaved off. Again, keep it minimum. You don't need to lather that stuff on, especially if you use other types of creams and moisturizers. All right, guys. So that is it for the perfect shave. Now, again, so many different ways I could have taken this. Hopefully, I got you excited. I got you thinking. Now, in this, so the story I actually talk about in the video is how I was driving a Ferrari the other weekend, and that was pretty darn cool. I think it was a F430 or something. Definitely, it was a fast car. Amazing, because normally I drive a Chevy pickup truck that's about 20 years old, or we've got a minivan. And I can tell you that the Ferrari is very different the way it handles than a minivan. But you know what? Both of them get me from point A to point B. And think about that. You know, I used to be a huge Triumph motorcycle guy, so I know pretty fast. When I was in the Marine Corps, we flew T-34s and made my way through. So I've flown some pretty cool aircraft. I have ridden some pretty cool motorcycles, and I've driven some pretty cool cars. But when it comes down to it, all of these vehicles get us from point A to point B. And it simply comes down to, how do you want to get there? What do you enjoy? Because I can tell you the minivan works great when you've got four kids and you simply need to be able to move around. You can pull over to the side of the road. Someone's got to use the bathroom. And I can tell you those doors are great when they slide open and you park next to, you know, the people next to you seem to park really close. You know, it's a lot more practical than a Ferrari that has to get its transmission changed every 20,000 miles. But sometimes, especially if you've got the money or if you've got the, you don't have kids and you just simply love performance, you want to go with that sport, you want to go with that performance vehicle, that performance bike. So guys, the goal of this is for you to find what's right for you, because the perfect shave for you is different than the perfect shave for me, but make sure that you take the time in your life to define what that is. Like always, guys, you can go get more of this over in the show notes. Go to realmenrealstyle.com/episode28. Interested in learning more about how style can increase your earning power, help you command respect, and come off as more attractive? Guys, I've got two options for you. First, check out the Personal Image System. I've got a Science of Style section. It's action-oriented. It's got an amazing community, live training, and 100-plus lessons with resource material. Or check out Real Men Real Style. Guys, I've got a free app over there that has some of the world's best infographics built right into it. It's got 1,000-plus free videos and articles. Also, we've got free ebooks, free courses. I've even got a free consultation system where you can enter a little bit of information about yourself, and we spit out a personalized video for you. Guys, that's it. I'll see you in the next episode.